Hello, and welcome to EPA's Research Highlights. Today's highlight, Swales Research Assists Stormwater Management. Water researchers at EPA's National Risk Management Research Laboratory are developing innovative methods to help communities reduce the damage to landscapes and streams caused by heavy rainfall runoff and the pollutants it carries. An increasingly common approach uses the swale, a shallow engineered ditch that provides stable routing for stormwater flows while mitigating the pollutants carried by the runoff. Researchers at Nirmal's Edison, New Jersey facility are testing the performance of swales under various conditions to document the capabilities and test the limits of this technology. Swales provide a green, low-cost drainage option for highways, farms, and industrial, commercial, and residential areas. Under the control conditions possible at the Edison Outdoor Laboratory, researchers can alter the swale dimensions, shape, and runoff volume and timing to collect performance information without the risk to personnel or equipment of actual roadside testing during a rain event. Controlled experiments also compensate for the uncertainty of weather, access, and other logistical issues that make field testing risky and costly. The control provided by the unique facility allows researchers to approach runoff replication, an impossibility in the field. Each of three swales in the test project is about 130 feet long, with slopes ranging from 5% to 0.5%, with 1% as the generally accepted preference. The subsurface of each swale is divided into four separate watertight longitudinal segments, enabling researchers to collect data for computer models that predict infiltration rates and chemical reactions. Swale subsurface is constructed in vertical layers, beginning with an impermeable bottom liner. The liner is covered by an 8-inch layer of gravel, a 1-foot replaceable media layer, and an uppermost vegetation layer. The vegetation creates a rough surface that slows the water flow and allows particles to settle. The swales promote flow into the layers below, reducing the total volume discharged. Mixed supply and collection tanks, along with pipes in the gravel layer, allow researchers to collect samples of infiltrating water for chemical analysis performed at an on-site laboratory. Electronic monitors record the flow and depth of surface water. Buried sensors measure soil moisture and temperature of the media layer. Water within the gravel layer is monitored for dissolved oxygen, temperature, pH, turbidity, conductivity, and oxidation reduction potential. Flow meters record the rates and volumes pumped to the swales, then infiltrated and discharged. All water used in the experimental program is stormwater runoff, routed from an on-site storm sewer outfall to collection tanks. During an experiment, the stormwater is mixed and then pumped to the top of the swales. Overall, the swales research is addressing the question of how to best design, install, and maintain swales to achieve the largest pollutant reduction at the lowest cost, while meeting a community's total drainage needs. Based on perceived benefits, some communities are requiring developers to incorporate swales into new residential construction as a less costly and more eco-friendly alternative to conventional curbs and gutters for managing stormwater runoff. EPA also recognizes swales as part of a low-impact development strategy that helps to reduce a community's environmental footprint on the landscape. The Swales Program is part of a larger array of long-term projects at the 20-acre Urban Watershed Research Facility that also evaluates constructed wetlands, detention and retention ponds, rain gardens, and porous pavement. The goal is to help watershed managers reduce pollutants to receiving streams and lakes, thus ensuring a continuing supply of high-quality drinking water and helping to make the fishable and swimmable water quality goals called for by Congress in the Clean Water Act. For more information about this and other EPA research, visit epa.gov/nrmrl.